Free Talk Live, take control, toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. You get to actually create the content. So the stuff you see on the front page, as you scroll down the page, those items, the numbered items, were submitted and voted upon by listeners like you. If you find something online that you think is pretty special, pretty fun, pretty interesting, pretty outrageous, you can submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears then on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits votes. And once it gets enough votes, makes it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we continue here with a recap, a summary, some observations from today's Rich Paul trial. Day two of what appears like it's probably going to be a three-day trial. The trial itself will likely wrap up tomorrow morning with defense beginning its portion of the trial. And then after that, of course, the jury will be read jury instructions. And it remains to be seen what those jury instructions will be. And the reason why that's even worth mentioning, normally it's really routine and boring. And it will still be boring when it actually happens. But it's different here because in New Hampshire we actually have there's actually a state law that enshrines the right to jury nullification. And nowhere else that I know of has something like that. So the issue of jury instructions is at hand, and tomorrow morning before the trial starts up again, there will be a half an hour hearing on the jury instructions, and the different sides in the case will get to talk about that matter as far as what will the wording be of how the judge explains jury nullification and the right to nullify to the jury. So one proposal has been made, as I understand it, from the case where jury nullification worked, which was the case of Doug Darrell, who was a Rastafarian here in New Hampshire, was found not guilty for growing marijuana by a jury of his so-called peers. And the jury instructions in that case were very clear. It was very easy to understand what jury nullification was. From what I hear, the rumor I hear is that this judge is not necessarily so friendly to jury nullification and may not accept the Doug Darrell jury instructions, that particular wording. He may attempt to muddle the wording. I'm not sure what is going to come tomorrow in that hearing, but it's certainly a point of concern.
Yeah, they don't seem to be real thrilled about the idea of talking about jury nullification, from the standpoint of the judge.
Yeah, so we'll find out more about that. Also, what developed in the trial today as an agent from the Drug Task Force was on the stand. He was unable to be photographed in this particular courtroom. However, the court officers were not checking everyone for cameras as they were going in, which was nice to see. So this judge had his own quirks and issues in micromanaging and control issues, like all judges do. But and at least they weren't in the area of restricting access to people with electronic devices, which I have seen happen in the past. So I'd wondered about this last night. I mentioned this on the show last night, and I said, well, they weren't going to have any undercovers on the stand today, so maybe that's why they weren't checking people so thoroughly. But today they were just letting anybody into the courtroom with their cell phones or whatever, and it wasn't an issue. And so in theory, somebody could have snapped a surreptitious photograph of this undercover agent. I didn't do it, and I don't know if anybody in there had the technology to do it. I didn't notice it being done, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. So there are undercover technologies like sunglasses, necklaces, watches. These are things that you
can't watch everybody with their cell phones either.
No, but you could see someone holding up a cell phone and kind of obviously taking a picture.
Not if they kind of slid it up their body and did it.
Sure, I mean, there would be ways to be surreptitious about it, I don't know if that happened. It was just nice to see that they weren't doing a body cavity search of everybody that wanted to go into the courtroom for electronics. So that's something else that happened.
As I asked.
This undercover agent, Mr. Mayers, specifically pointed out during his testimony that he didn't want to arrest Rich Paul, who was on trial for selling cannabis, that he did not want to arrest him in front of the Keene Activist Center. Because, in his words, for safety-related reasons.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that, and really.
Now, when have you ever felt unsafe at the Keene Activist Center?
At the Keene Activist Center? There's only once.
Really?
Yep.
Some sort of personal issue with somebody else?
Probably.
Yeah. But in general, it's a pretty safe place to be.
Yeah, I would certainly I would certainly not tout it as a place for law enforcement to.
When the law enforcement officers in Keene, one of them ran our friend and former co-host Derek J off of the road mm-hmm. with his car while he was on his bicycle. Derek J was ran him off the road stuck by sticking a the asp, I guess, yeah. The baton into his bike spokes. And knocking him off of his bicycle, then going and punching him while he was on the ground. This according to Derek J, who received the punches. We
certainly looked like he was punching him.
We were streaming out of the Keene Activist Center. This was literally three houses down the street from where the Keene Activist Center was. So activists are streaming out and standing around with video cameras. Did anyone jump in and throw the cops off of Derek J and then proceed to wail on the police?
No.
That's not the kind of thing they do.
No, that's not the kind of thing they do. So it's interesting that this undercover agent was saying that he was he didn't want to make the arrest near the Keene Activist Center for safety-related reasons. And, you know, I don't know if he was being honest there, but let's just presume he was. Let's presume he really honestly is afraid of what might happen to him.
I think he's afraid of what will happen to him because he knows that there are cameras running here all the time and it's going to be publicized.
Sure, but that's not a safety-related reason.
Well, they're going to claim law enforcement. That's right. That's where I think it is. I don't think there's a safety issue here. No.
The camera might hurt his legitimacy, but that's about
exactly.
it.
He does undercover stuff. I mean, you know, they'd have you believe that, you know, all the criminals spend a lot of time online researching who cops
are. Undercover agent didn't make the arrest. It was the Keene police who made the arrest. So the agent himself would not have been making the arrest in front of the Keene Activist Center.
Okay.
So his identity would not have been threatened in any way. He'd have been sitting back in some car down the street directing things from his two-way radio. The reason why they didn't want to do it is because the activists would be there, and they'd record, and they'd ask questions, and there'd be multiple angles. And it was, you know, from their perspective, the smart thing to do to lure Rich away into a parking lot mm-hmm. somewhere. But please, the idea that it was for safety is ridiculous. These are peaceful people who have no evidence. There's no evidence whatsoever that they're a danger to law enforcement. But this is the way the police think. See, violence is their tool. That's what they use on us. They use actual violence and the threat of actual violence to get people to do as they're told, to get them to pay the amounts that are being extracted from them, and to jump through the hoops that are put up in front of them.
Well, they want situational control, and that minimizes the chances of that kind of thing happening for them. And
I understand that, but that's the way they think. They think, like, their tool is violence, and if that's what you use, then it's only natural that you would expect that other people will use violence on you, too, because that's the way things are in your world. It's a violent world, and you're dealing with criminals, and anything could happen at any moment in time. And I get that. You know, I get why cops don't want to be approached from behind. I get it all. But the fact is, the police and a lot of people in government view the world in the way that it is for them. So, for instance, they're constantly asking questions like, well, who's in charge, as far as the activists are concerned? Well, who's the leader? There is no one who's in charge. Oh, I know you've heard rumors that Ian Freeman's in charge, but it's not true. Let me tell you, I've suggested things before and had absolutely no one do anything about it.
He's still begging somebody to open a Monadnock Families for Liberty group on Facebook.
Oh, right.
Every now and then I suggest it to some people, but, you know, you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. So there are no leaders, nobody's in charge, but they don't get that. The people in the government, they can't even comprehend this. You know, if you want to see a really interesting video, Fred Parcells, one of the local code enforcers, was being interviewed by one of the Robin Hooders, and they started talking about bitcoins. And it was just interesting listening to old dinosaur Fred try to really wrap his mind around a non-centrally controlled currency. Just like it doesn't compute for the people in government because there's somebody who's in charge of them. There's somebody who's above them. There's this hierarchical structure that someone is their boss, and they're giving them orders and telling them what to do. And they can't imagine that anyone else would be organized in any way different. Because that's what they've always known. It was that way in school. It was that way in the military. It was that way in the police. It was that way in the, you know, the Parks and Rec Department. 855-450-FREE. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
What are some steps you can take to start forming the habit of generosity? Well, I first suggest that you make a plan. Every day, think about people you can bless and in what ways you can bless them. The more you think of others, the less time you will have to concentrate on yourself and your own problems. I have discovered over the years that the less I think about myself, the happier I am. There are endless ways to be a blessing to people if we will just put our mind to it. If you don't know what the person needs, then begin listening to them, and it won't be long before you will hear them tell you something that they would need or like. So learn how to listen. It will give you a lot of creative ideas.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
PrepperFest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com and come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Control of the airwaves, toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Lots of stuff there. We give it all away, including the archives. You can click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you like. And they go all the way back to late 2006. Go to freetalklive.com to find those. In addition, if you go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, not only will you receive the latest episodes of Free Talk Live there, but you'll also get other things like Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series that he does in podcast form, and some other bonuses that we throw in there from now and again. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and then don't forget to use the share button on your favorite episodes to share them on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever your favorite social networking site might happen to be. Now, shinybadges.com, another great site to check out for some beautiful badges. These are not buttons. They're a statement. Embossed die-struck metal with a lustrous jewelry-like finish. And these things are beautiful. There were actually multiple people at court wearing them today.
Oh, really?
But if you want to get them, you can get them for silver, for Bitcoin, and for a limited time, even Federal Reserve notes. You got a really cool Bitcoin button, or Bitcoin badge, rather, that is going to really attract attention and maybe start some conversation. ShinyBadges.com, again, ShinyBadges.com.
Yeah, they've got Shire Society ones and Voluntarist ones.
That's my favorite, the Shire Society one.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So 855 450 free, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are talking about the Rich Paul trial that continued today. It was all day long, and tomorrow it will continue again with the defense taking the floor, I guess. Tomorrow, bright and early, we will be out there. And as before, for the third day in a row, we'll be doing some jury nullification outreach out in front of the courthouse. Bright and early, 7 o'clock, 7:50 rather, in the morning, I'll be out there, as well as other activists and holding up signs to encourage jurors to vote their conscience, do the right thing, and find our friend Rich Paul not guilty. Which, if that happens, it would be, number one, the first true civil disobedience courtroom victory with a jury that the activists have had up here. That hasn't happened yet. Juries have not been friendly to activist trials thus far. So that would be huge. But aside from that, what would be even bigger would be that a guy who was selling cannabis admittedly...
Yeah, that would be historical for
would have,
in America.
Right. Would have been found not guilty. That would not only be national news, it would be international news. So could be a really historic week here, and hopefully it will be. We'll continue to update you on what happened. So multiple police officers took the stand and testified. Some of them, like the local guys, didn't really get much of a cross-examination. They were just kind of involved in the arrest, and they didn't really have too much that they could say. One of the more interesting parts of the day was when the snitch, Richard DuPont Jr., got up on the stand, which is a rarity, because usually when there are snitches involved in a drug bust case, the person who gets busted takes the plea deal, and the snitch never has to take the witness stand.
Yep.
In this case, the snitch had to take the stand in front of a full audience of people, in front of the jury, in front of the camera, so you'll be able to see what the snitch looks like in this case later on when the trial video comes out, and had to admit to having been arrested for selling heroin. So it came out today in the trial that the guy who snitched on Rich Paul for selling weed had been selling heroin, and he now has been let off. At least apparently he believes he's been let off. We haven't seen the actual, you know, court paperwork. He hasn't heard from the court in a year. That doesn't mean they can't bring the charges back on him. Maybe they won't end up letting him off for the heroin. But it appears as though he's been let off. He believes that he's scot-free from the heroin dealing charges for turning in and turning over
A pot dealer. Yeah. It's disgusting.
How often does that happen?
Oh, probably every day, Ian.
Really? They're really trading heroin dealers and letting heroin dealers go back out on the streets in order to put a pot dealer in jail? I mean, I find it hard to believe, and one of the reasons why I find it really hard to believe in this case is because we know the real reason why they went after Rich Paul. Because he's an activist. Just like Mark Emery from Canada, the guy in prison for 5 years for selling seeds. Mark Emery wasn't the only seed seller in Canada.
No.
But he was the only one who made a point of being really exposed, of talking about ending prohibition. Not only talking about it, but spending his profits from selling seeds on ending prohibition. So the feds targeted him, and their buddies, their counterparts in Canada, handed this guy over to him. Same thing with Rich Paul. He's out there advocating for the end of the war on drugs. He's out there having the 420 celebrations that he helped found here in Keene, which are historic and still going on today, by the way. I was out there earlier. He was doing all of this activism, and they got him for selling weed. And they went and they turned a heroin user loose into this, or a heroin dealer loose into the streets as a result of this. Now, again, I think heroin should be legal, but it's, you know, obvious heroin is a much worse drug than cannabis.
It does seem obvious.
So that happened today. The snitch was on the stand, and, you know, they played the video of the couple different videos of the snitch entrapping Rich. And there was one point that was really interesting. And I know Rich is glad they played this part, because at one point, you know, it's like a motel room deal, and it's kind of this typical,
it's pretty seedy,
seedy pot deal thing with a little alleged LSD involved. Turns out it wasn't actually LSD, and nor did Rich claim that it was LSD. But in another video, the snitch asks him, he's like, "Hey man, I got a buddy who, he wants to get some oxys. You think you can hook me up?" And Rich actually says, "No, you really want to stay away from those. They're bad juju." So there you have. I mean, this guy was obviously told by the drug task force, "All right, now see if you can get some oxys." You know, all right. Well, we got him giving you the acid and the cannabis. He said he's got mushrooms. So let's see if we can get some oxys out of this guy and give him some more felony charges while we're at it. But he refused to do that. He doesn't sell oxys. He didn't sell oxys. And he even made a political statement about it, how he, you know, disagrees with it. So clearly, Rich Paul isn't just a "I'm going to sell you whatever drug under the sun" kind of guy. He has, you know, specifications as to what he's willing to sell. So that was, I think, an important point, and I was glad to see that got made today during the trial. And if you missed the updates as I was posting them, you'll be able to watch them tomorrow. You go to freekeen.com. I'll have them right there at the top of the website built into the page, or you can just follow the Free Keen Facebook page. You go to facebook.com/freekeen and then click the like button. And the secret with the Facebook pages, if you hover over the liked button, so if you click like, it then turns into liked. You hover over the light and then click get notifications on the little window that comes up.
Now, I've done that because I want to get those notifications from Free Keen, because you guys put them out during the day on these, you know, I mean, you're updating, you're tweeting all the time or updating all the time on what's going on these trials, and not everybody can get in, including myself.
I found myself wondering at one point how many people's lives have been ruined by the lab technicians. You know, these really bright guys, right? They're science people. They test things, and they know their chemicals and their reagents and their reactions. And, you know, they're very, very smart people that are doing these jobs. And it's just sad that their job is basically to put people who've never harmed others in prison. Now, I know they're probably looking at murder cases and things like that, too. But what do you think the bulk of their cases are? What are they spending the bulk of their time in their lab testing when it comes to samples and such evidence that's coming into the forensic labs? So that's another downer. More coming up here, 855-453. Tell us your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. What experience do you have, if any, with synthetic marijuana? There's a bit of a stir going on in a lot of different places across this country over the issue of synthetic marijuana, also bath salts. 855-450-FREE if you want to tell your story about that. More on it coming up in moments.
Bitcoins is big news right now, and if you're interested in bitcoins, the place to be is from May 17th through the 19th is San Jose, the San Jose Convention
Center. That's 1 month from now, by the way.
Yeah, it's right at a month. Yeah, it's a month from now. For Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. This is a conference about Bitcoins. I think the 2013 is the year of the Bitcoin. If you're excited about Bitcoins, this is the place to be, because there's going to be people from all over the Bitcoin world, people from Facebook, Coinbase, Nerd Tribe, Trade Hill, BitInstant, BitPay, all kinds of organizations within the Bitcoin world at Bitcoin 2013. You can go register at Bitcoin2013.com. There'll be networking opportunities. There'll be probably jobs proffered, I would imagine, other kinds of opportunities, education, certainly, and, you know, maybe some opportunities to get on the ground floor of something. Seize the future of payments, at Bitcoin2013.com. By the way, the T-shirt contest is on the way. You can go and vote for your favorite T-shirt at Bitcoin2013.com. I went and voted today. Bitcoin2013.com.
Exciting. I'm looking forward to being there and meeting, maybe some folks that can't make it as far out to the East Coast, because we've certainly been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that we were going to do a remote broadcast there.
Right, because, you know, it's a long way to go to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Sure.
But if we're out on the West Coast, maybe you'd be more likely to come out. So Bitcoin2013.com. There's really not much more for me to say about the Rich Paul trial today. I'm sure there's things I've left out. There's just so much to absorb.
You can't be there. But
in a full day. You will be able to sort of be there, because the video is coming, so stay tuned
for
that.
Hours and hours of footage.
That's right. It is coming. So that's on the way. But we're going to wait until the trial wraps before we put the video up because we don't want to key the witnesses into what other witnesses have said and things like that. So patience, and it will be available for you at freekeen.com. Now, also available at Freekeen is the story that we're going to cover next in a more, I think, general manner, but it's because it's something that's happening all over the country, and that is young people and older people are using synthetic marijuana, and some of them are having a real tough time because this is something that's untested. This is something that is unproven.
Everything I've heard about it, it sounds frightening.
It depends because it is not one thing.
I don't care.
It is, it's a chemical compound. It can be manipulated. It can be changed. It's not cannabis. It's like an analog.
Cannabinoid.
It is related to THC, but it is not THC, because if it were THC, it'd be illegal. And in fact, some of these synthetic synthetic versions of cannabis have already been made illegal, but they just tweak some molecules here and there, and you've got a legal version of it again. So to just say it's one thing is not accurate. It is several things. The concept encompasses many different brands, and each of these brands can have different chemical structures.
Right.
So
I have some more information on this, actually. There are three major categories. There are the classical cannabinoids, which are the THC analogs based on research done in the 1960s at Hebrew University. So they're HU210. Nabilone and dronabinol, which are used to treat nausea after chemotherapy. Then there are the non-classical cannabinoids developed by Pfizer in the 70s. And then there are the JWH compounds named for John W. Hoffman of Clemson University, who created them in the 1990s. These were developed largely from organic compounds, shown to stimulate appetite, suppress nausea, and may have some benefits for sufferers of PTSD.
And I remember there was somebody who called this show once to explain to us that the reason why the JWH compounds were created was because of, like, the Coalition for a Drug-Free America or some group like that, some prohibitionist group, had hired them to do research on cannabis, and they had discovered this, way to synthesize it, basically, as a result.
Now, Huffman is an emeritus professor, and I'm reading from a Popular Science article. He says he's gone on
fairly recent article?
Yes. Okay. This is from, goodness gracious,
just curious,
posted yesterday.
Okay.
Would you like it more fresh than that? Would you like it more fresh than that? Huffman is now on the record that he's dismayed that anyone would actually smoke this stuff. He says these things are dangerous. Anyone who uses them is really playing Russian roulette, he told the LA Times. They have profound psychological effects. We never intended them for human consumption. So he did not decline. He declined to comment for the Popular Science story, so I don't have any direct quotes from him there. So there are three different types, and as Ian did a good job explaining how folks are, manufacturers are staying a step ahead. So you're not talking about one particular chemical.
Right, just keeps changing.
So you never really know what you get. You know, these packages, there was an article. The reason I brought this in as show prep is this has become an issue here in Keene, where a group of citizens is coordinating some efforts to
expand prohibition.
That's right, expand prohibition and use government force against folks.
The basic the pitch, and there's a kind of a somewhat fear-mongering story in the Keene Sentinel, the local newspaper recently. Fake pot, real problem is the headline, and of course it contains, as you might expect, the scary stories about people having a bad time with this particular product, one product in particular. The product is available at a local store in downtown Keene on Main Street. And so inevitably, moms around the area are upset, or at least one mom in particular who is leading the charge to get these products banned from store shelves and banned from any manner of sales. And I'm not sure if possession is included. I don't have her wording in front of me, but I can pull that up.
No.
But basically to ban.
She wants it off the shelf, is what she's saying.
The strange part about this is why in the world would they be telling the Keene City Council? They have no lawmaking ability in this area.
They could do a city ordinance.
City ordinance against possession?
Yeah, sure. The possession of paraphernalia is a city ordinance violation in Keene.
And what's the amount of time that they can give for an ordinance?
Ordinances of maximum, I think, of $1,000.
Yeah, I think it's a monetary fine only.
So if you don't pay the fine, then you're going to jail $50 a day.
I see. So 20 days. It's a criminal fine?
Yes.
Okay.
So tell me more.
Tell you more. What would you like to know?
From the story?
Well, we do have a store here in town, well, several stores here in town that sell synthetic marijuana, or I understand bath salts
and
as
bath
well.
Salts, sure.
I'm not a connoisseur myself, so I don't really know. But, you know, I don't know. I don't really.
Bath salt connoisseur.
That's right. I hear it makes you chew people's faces off. I'm not real down with that. So what I'm seeing, this letter...
Because people get cut in your teeth.
Right, exactly.
Faces get cut in your teeth.
Exactly. You know, it's a real problem, Mark.
Right.
Really. So what...
Brush your teeth. It's the law.
That's right. Floss. So this woman is trying to have city council exert force on a business owner here in town who is selling a product that obviously is being purchased. Otherwise, you know, he probably supply and demand. And she is not happy that this is available.
She's going to floss that face right out of her teeth.
That's right. So she is petitioning city council to have this outlawed.
I have the actual text here now. To ban, she says, throughout the city of Keene, this is from her proposal to the city council, to ban throughout the city of Keene, New Hampshire, the purchase, use, sale, or manufacture of any product commonly known as synthetic marijuana, including but not limited to such substances marked not for human consumption under all of its various past, present, and future names, shapes, forms, descriptions, and packaging that are commonly known to be used primarily for unlawful purposes as a means of intoxication, regardless of the materials and chemical compounds used to create said substances. Individuals and or businesses are hereby prohibited from the purchase, sale, trade, or manufacture of such products as named above in any rented, leased, or privately owned space, including but not limited to catalog or internet sales within the city limits of Keene.
All about telling you what to do.
Does that include caffeine?
855, 450 free. No, just a product known as synthetic marijuana.
Okay. But what if it's not known that?
You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live. More about this coming up.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you on the site. And you can create the content there. Go to freetalklive.com and you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. If you like the fact that we give you the site for free, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and start your shopping experience at Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and of course Amazon US. Just click into the right Amazon for you and it'll be your regular Amazon shopping experience with a great prices, huge selection, free super saver shipping, all that stuff. The reviews, you're just entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon knows to send us a cut of the sale. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping started. So we're talking about the synthetic cannabis, which is the subject of discussion not just here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we happen to be doing the show. It has certainly boiled over here recently, but also nationwide with the DEA and the federal government passing laws against certain synthetic cannabis, also other bath salts, as they are called. And, of course, none of this has stopped the proliferation of these synthetic compounds. None of this has stopped people from getting their hands on research chemicals because the brilliant people that are making these things can just change the molecule structure or whatever, however you do that. Yep. And then they put out another product with the same brand name or, you know, with a different chemical structure, and it's now legal.
And I think it's really important to point out in this circumstance that these research chemicals and all the kind of weird effects that bath salts have been blamed for throughout the last few months, maybe a year or so, is all laid at the right at the doorstep of the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
Any kind of weird result from one of these drugs, I mean, they would never exist. They would never be trying to replicate drugs that are already legal. Who would want to replicate marijuana, obviously in a faulty fashion, if marijuana was legal? I mean, this is the most harmless drug, it would seem, in the history of man.
It's been used for thousands of years.
Maybe behind caffeine, I'm not 100% sure. But
caffeine's addictive.
It is addictive, but the results don't seem to be terribly bad. The world does kind of run on it. One can make the argument that with the advent of coffee that things actually began to sort of happen, that the marketplace picked up.
It was the birth of the Industrial Revolution.
Right? People drank beer all day long. I mean, how productive would you be if you started throwing them back at breakfast?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe I should try finding out. That sounds fun. Good times.
Anyway.
So the proposal is to ban this stuff from any kind of sale, but also she says ban from use. The one thing she doesn't say is ban from possession.
That's the only thing that is left out of her little prohibition proposal here that will be heard by the Keene City Council tomorrow night. Now, I believe that this is the first time that they're hearing the issue, so that probably means they'll either blow it off the table, as they'll do with anything I put in front of them, or they'll assign it to a committee where the committee will then open it up for a public hearing. So odds are good, people won't be able to comment on it tomorrow. But I have written a piece on freekeen.com addressing this, and that's the point I made, Mark, was that, this is... Cannabis has been used for thousands of years. Humans and animals alike have experience with using cannabis. It is a natural plant that grows on its own, and it's some would say a miracle plant. Others seem to believe there's, some risk to taking it. It seems, health-wise to be relatively low risk.
I would say it's relatively low. I would also advise that all drugs affect people differently.
That's true.
And you never know what's going to affect you or how it's going to affect you. And there's
know that people have used this safely for thousands of years for the most part, whereas these drugs that are synthetic versions of THC, no one has much more than a few years worth of use experiences. There's not much.
And there's a lot of horror stories.
Right, there's not much that has been written down about this at all. Not very many, if any, studies at all have been done on these new synthetic drugs. And I think your point is so prescient, Mark, that it's the war on drugs that has created these things.
Absolutely.
So I get where this mom's coming from. I mean, it's scary to think about your kids, your teenagers or your, young adults going and using this stuff because you care about your kids. You don't want them to hurt themselves.
Well, that's fine and good that you don't want that. For the children...
But if they could just go and get a bag of weed, then everything would be okay.
Well, that's not happening now. So you can't even really say that, she's concerned about the kids because if you're not 18, you can't buy this anyway.
That's true.
So I don't know where she gets off telling other adults what they can do or not do.
Oh, well, she's obviously somebody who believes in that principle.
Yeah.
Well, some people are, some people that are buying it or giving it to kids under the age of 18, I wouldn't doubt for a second. But they're doing that with alcohol, too.
Right.
So banning this stuff isn't going to work. I mean, alcohol is banned for people under the age of 21.
Sure.
Marijuana is banned throughout the state.
So if you would like your children to not use synthetic marijuana, would the answer be education, then?
Yes.
Right, I would agree.
That's worked with cigarettes fairly well, educating people to their deleterious effects on one's health.
Sure.
And over the years, fewer people have been smoking, as I understand it, as a result of that. And, of course, we know what happens when you prohibit things. They go underground, and the black market begins to take hold of them. And cigarettes are available in underground locations in some places where the taxes are so high, simply because the more taxed they are, the more likely they are to go underground to some extent. But I don't know if this woman just doesn't realize what prohibition is and what it does, but how could you be so blind to the consequences of what you're proposing? Do you think it's going to work this time around when it didn't work with alcohol?
It's the new prohibition that will finally work.
I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Now, the punishment here is, you said $1,000?
Well, if it would be a city ordinance, then it would be a violation.
What 17-year-old is going to be able to pay $1,000?
Well, if you were underage, maybe there would be a different punishment there. I don't know.
Who can afford this? A grand? That's a lot of money.
Average spice head who's hanging out in the park nearby the place where this is sold and smoking their spice is not exactly the most well-off individual. And so this is only going to impoverish those people ever further.
Hold on. I don't know that that's necessarily an accurate assessment, honestly, because there are several people that I know that are not hanging out at the square next to the store.
Well, if you're not hanging out next to the store, you're probably not going to get caught for smoking spice.
Okay, fair enough.
If you're hanging out in the park near the store, you likely aren't doing too well financially.
True enough.
That was the point I was
Okay.
making.
beg pardon.
In which case, $1,000, or even if, you know, it's $1,000 max, so the judge could, you know, make it $400 or whatever. But whatever the arbitrary amount is that is applied to a case of someone smoking spice or selling spice would end up being something that just impoverishes a poor drug user even further, sends them further down the spiral of depression and failure that is drug addiction. And it hasn't helped anyone get off of meth or cocaine or anything else today. And it's not going to help them with this either.
There's a complication, too, in that some of the folks that I know who smoke spice or whatever it is, are involved in court cases where they are either prohibited by their bond agreement or by parole or probation that they are not allowed to use alcohol
or illegal drugs.
Right. Correct. So since this is technically a legal drug, and it also doesn't show up in drug tests like the typical pot does, you need to test specifically for the synthetic compound. To say that this is something that is affecting only teenagers or poor people, no way. I know an executive who smokes spice on a daily basis.
Lord, why? Your analysis?
You must like it.
There's the high part of it, but there's also your analysis, random drug testing.
See, the only thing you can do to stop the smoking of this is make marijuana legal. That's really all you can do because people are doing it in order to get around these rules.
And making the rules aren't going to stop people from doing it. I have here in this article here 500 molecules in the family of synthetic cannabis. At least two of them can be made from commonly available starting materials. This is now, let's see, the DEA banned 5 of the 500. More than 500.
They're always going to be behind the ball.
They are behind the ball. And various states are enacting their own bans. But you'll also see in the letter that Ian read earlier, there was a reference made to a sting going on down in Massachusetts where local efforts such as that in Northampton, Massachusetts seem to be more effective at cracking down on sales than the federal ban. Now, Northampton, Massachusetts, has simply gone around and sent its police officers around to the various retailers and said, please don't sell this anymore.
Please? They said please?
They said please. Do not sell this anymore. They can't do anything more because it's not illegal.
So that's what they're trying to change
here.
They're
certainly insinuating that people are going to get in trouble if they continue.
More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. Your thoughts on spice? Or whatever the variety of synthetic cannabis it is that you might have encountered. You share your experience and your thoughts on its prohibition. Coming up.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.